I'd like to call Wallace Degner Board meeting to order. It is 8:32 a.m. on the 9th of March 2026, and this is a electronic meeting. Can board members please state their name and title for the record, followed by anyone else with a speaking role in today's meeting? Sarah Vaughan, President. Tony.
Tony Ferrano, Treasurer.
Frank.
Frank Magana, board member.
Jeremy.
Jeremy Scale, Secretary.
Anthony.
Anthony Sedgwick, CEO.
Adam, if you're speaking.
Adam Gerlach, other CEO.
Thank you. Black.
Pat Nielsen with Academica West.
Hannah.
Hannah Jones, Academica West.
Chantel.
Chantel Wixon, Academica West.
Did I miss anyone?
No, I think that's everybody.
Perfect. Okay, so the first item is the consent items. Do we have any comments about the board meeting minutes from February 2026?
Nope.
Okay, I'll make a motion to pass the February 26, 2026 board meeting minutes. Can I have a second, please, Frank?
Aye, Frank, second the motion.
All in favour say aye. Aye, Sarah. Tony.
Aye, Tony.
Jeremy.
Aye, Jeremy.
Frank.
Aye, Frank.
That's unanimous and that's passed. Next item is the voting items. Everyone received a copy of the ratified CEO employment agreements. Was there any comments or queries on that?
Yeah, I think there's an error on Adam's point number 8 in his. There's a blank spot, and I'm not sure. I think it should just match what's in Anthony's. I haven't been able to verify that, though. I reached out to Reed. I haven't heard from him either. But we might need to take a look at that real quick. I still think we should try to approve them, you know, pending...
pending the fix.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Did you want to check over that, and we'll move to the next item while we... Wait to hear.
Yeah, real fast, just so you can see right off the bat, the CEO will receive an additional, an innovative stipend of, and then it's blank.
Oh, yeah.
It should be like a number there. And if
it's you're the same as mine, yeah.
Anthony is much different. The entire thing is just like 3 cents, is much shorter. I think we can just stick with an
Anthony. Let's match. Yeah, let's just match what the other one says and then approve it based on that.
Yeah.
I think it's the right amount. I think what we have in Anthony's is what it's supposed to be. I'm having trouble verifying that. I think Reed will be able to, though.
Can you verify that, Chantel and Platt, and then put the right in both of them, and we'll approve it based on that?
Yeah, I'm sure that was just my mistake. I think what we had is we had the old amount in there.
Right.
And we put the new amount, and it just didn't make it in. So, yeah, I will change that. My bad.
No worries.
So do you want to skip over it and come back when we know the number, or just vote to?
Let's vote to approve it with the amended changes.
Okay. Are you comfortable with that, Anthony and Adam?
Yeah. Yep.
Makes sense. Okay. I'll make a motion to pass the ratified CEO employment agreements with the mentioned changes. Can I have a second, please, Jeremy?
Aye, Jeremy. Second the motion.
All in favor say aye. Aye, Sarah. Jeremy.
Aye, Jeremy.
Tony.
Aye, Tony.
Frank.
Aye, Frank.
That's unanimous and that's passed. Thanks for spotting that, Tony. I didn't see that. The next item is the 26-27 school land trust plans. We've done this many times. Anthony and Adam, did you have just a quick one sentence about that?
Yeah, well, it's like 3 sentences. So we use all of our Title I money to pay for all of our paraprofessionals. And the paraprofessionals run hundreds of small group reading interventions for all of our lower grade kids. And then we use our land trust money to hire what we call intervention specialists. These are our really good teachers that we train to supervise that entire program. And so they train the paraprofessionals, they supervise the paraprofessionals, they set all the schedules and make sure that all of those reading interventions are working and that every kid is getting the reading interventions. It's the same thing we've done for the last few years, and it works very well for our kids. So. Any questions?
Nope.
Yeah. Sorry, that was a little 3 sentences.
No, that was good. Tony, can I have a motion to pass the land trust? Oh, you're on mute.
I, Tony, make a motion to pass the land trust?
Oh, sorry, the 26-27 school land trust plans.
Oh, sorry. I, Tony, make a motion to pass the 26-27 school land trust.
Plan. Have some coffee. Yeah. Got a second, please, Jeremy.
Aye, Jeremy, second it.
All in favor say aye, aye, Sarah, Tony.
Aye, Tony.
Frank.
Aye, Frank.
Jeremy.
Aye, Jeremy.
That's unanimous and that's passed. We've got three, one handbook and two policy updates. I requested everyone to read them in advance. One's FMLA, one's parental and postpartum recovery leave, and one's the pay time off policy. Anthony, did you say Adam, did you have something to mention about any of those specifically?
Yeah, what brings this up is when we, maybe you guys remember, this is a long time ago, when we initially adopted paid leave, what we wanted to do is do paid maternity, paternity leave, because no one else in the state was doing that at the time. And a large percentage of our employees are very young people, mostly young women, and they have a lot of babies. And it's a very big selling point for our school. And it makes people very loyal to our school because they get that paid leave and they come back and they love that support. But at the time, we were told that that might not be allowed. And instead, we'd have to just do paid FMLA, which we all thought would maybe just include like people who get like cancer and whatnot. Turns out it's pretty much any reason you can imagine. And we looked at the data, almost a third, well, actually exactly a third of all of our leave has been for non-maternity, paternity things, things that I think those people wouldn't have left work for if we hadn't incentivized them to leave work for. So now that the state has actually a requirement to have just paid maternity, paternity leave, we know that that's completely allowed. And so we wanna go to just paid maternity, paternity leave. FMLA will still exist, of course, but it will be unpaid. So people can keep their jobs for 12 weeks, just like they're federally required to have. But leave will only be paid for maternity and paternity leave is what we envision for this. Adam, am I missing anything?
Yeah, we also decided to extend it from 6 weeks to 8 weeks.
But I didn't get back to Platt on Friday afternoon. So the maternity, paternity law is a little bit different than just straight number of weeks. It's like split up between like recovery from giving birth and also just like paternity style leave / like adoption style leave. And I didn't get a chance to even see what the policy ended up being that we sent to you guys, but I don't really want to differentiate between the two. We just wanted to do 8 weeks.
Okay. Yeah. So I think you could, cause how it's kind of structured now is you have the postpartum recovery, like you were saying, that's 3 weeks for those who have babies. And then you have the parental leave, which is like you were saying, like adoption or for a paternity type leave situation. And so someone who's having a baby, they get the full 3 weeks of postpartum and then they also get the parental 3 weeks. So they get 6 weeks. Those who are just on parental leave just get the 3 weeks. So if you want, maybe what I'm hearing is maybe we just make who, if you qualify for postpartum or parental, you get the full 8 weeks. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Yeah, yes. That's okay. What we'd like to do.
That's the idea. How it reads now in the packet is not that way. It still has it separated out, but you could still approve the policy and just make it so that whoever qualifies for paid parental or paid postpartum, either one gets up to 8 weeks. Does that sound good?
That sounds great. I mean, if the board likes that idea, we wanted to further encourage that. I think the state employees also just increased theirs this legislative session too, to 6 to 9 weeks, I think. So we wanted to increase our paid maternity, paternity leave, but we don't want to pay for these random other things. Like we have some people who apply for FMLA every year for not terminal type illnesses, which you would imagine FMLA is for, but for like much more minor things. And we don't want to encourage that anymore. Thoughts, questions, ideas?
I think that's really important to increase it. I know as an adoptive parent that when you're doing all those processes, that takes weeks just to organize. And so 3 weeks would be like not much. And
yeah,
so,
not to mention bonding, right? Like I think that time is important.
Yes, exactly. So yeah, no, that sounds great. And for all TOPS parents as well. So no, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Any other further questions? So, Platt, with that one that affects the paid parental and postpartum recovery, so I'll just add a point to that, that would include maternal and paternal types of leave for 8 weeks.
Yeah, postpartum and parental both, either one qualifies for up to 8 weeks.
Okay, all right, I'll try that. I make a motion to pass the amended paid FMLA leave policy in the employee handbook and a motion to pass the amended paid parental and postpartum recovery leave policy with an amendment to increase the postpartum and maternal paternal leave for up to 8 weeks and the amended donation of paid time off policy. Can I have a second, please, Tony?
Aye, Tony, second.
All in favour say aye. Aye, Sarah, Tony.
Aye, Tony.
Jeremy.
Aye, Jeremy.
Frank.
Aye, Frank.
That's unanimous and that's passed. The last item is that we've got April 15 is the next board meeting. Hannah, we talked about, we had something coming up. Was that, what was that again?
We did have a March 18th board meeting scheduled, so that would be in 9 days, but yeah, just as needed. If we want to get that canceled, we can and just plan on the April or yeah. It's up to the board.
That's what we were planning on doing. That's why we threw this one on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did we have something else that we said was due coming up though, or was that?
All I knew about was interest.
We had the financial RFP, but we could just reach out to the vendors and let them know that we can award it in April.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Let's do that.
Okay. So planning for the RFP in April. Yeah. I don't think there's anything else then. As far as deadlines go.
Yeah. So Sarah, you passed the paid parental and postpartum recovery. You might want to make one more motion just to pass the amended FMLA and donation of paid time off policy. Those are two separate items.
No, she said the FMLA one. We just need to do the time off one.
Okay. I read all of them.
Oh yeah.
I read amended paid FMLA leave policy, amended paid parental and postpartum recovery leave, and amended donation of paid time off policy.
Okay, good job. Good job.
I did it all together. I can do it again if anyone thinks I missed it.
No, I just heard the two, but I want them all done. Yay! Good.
I'm pretty sure I read the whole three. So, all right, well, if there's no further questions, I make a motion. Any further questions first?
There is going to be a difference in the verbiage in the numbers for that, for Adam's contract. So I'll be in touch with you on that.
So, hey, and I looked at that and I think what we did is you're talking about paragraph 8. I deleted a number because then we did the two different numbers starting at different dates. So I think I didn't delete the word of, but right. Let's talk after if you think that there's some perfect. Other difference there.
Cool. Okay. Sounds great, man. Okay.
Thanks you. Guys.
Wait, we need to adjourn. Can I have a second, please, Jeremy? Aye, Jeremy. Make a motion to close the general meeting at 8:45 a.m. All in favor say aye. Aye, Sarah. Tony. Aye, Tony. Frank. Aye, Frank. Jeremy. Aye, Jeremy. It's unanimous. It's passed. It is 8:45 a.m.
Wow. Awesome.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks,
everybody. Thanks for keeping us in line, Hannah.
Yes, yeah.
'Hi, Hannah.
Good.
Good. Thanks for running the meeting for us.
No problem. Good to see you.
Yep. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.